Good morning and good afternoon and welcome everyone. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to give some shout out to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Praise the Lord. So be ready with your testimonies and let's praise the name of the Lord together. All right, we're going to get started with prayer. Go ahead, honey, let's pray, and we'll get started. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And good morning again, everyone. God bless you for coming. The Lord is good. His mercies endures forever and ever. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this room. We thank you for bringing us to a new day. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a renewed desire, a new opportunity to serve you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength, the ability, the good health. Thank you for granting us supernatural health. Lord, to be able to come to your presence every day. For we thank you, Lord, for that goodness and your mercies that follow us every day of our life. Father, as our manner is to gather together under your feet, to feed at your table, Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you feed us, Lord, with the manna from heaven. Lord, grant us the ability and the knowledge, Lord, to understand whatever you are teaching us today. And as we testify of your goodness, Lord, as we testify of your mercies that you have been with us, oh Lord, Father, let it be a testimony. Let it be an encouragement to others in this room that if God can do it for one, he can do it for others too. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I declare this room opened. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, honey, for that prayer. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, honey. Good morning, Sister Pearl, Sister Veronica, Sister Lola, Sister Alexis. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. Good afternoon, Brother Adewoye. Good morning, Sister Praise. Good morning, Precious. Good morning, Brother Konako, Brother Sam. Good morning, Sister Grace. And Amina, thank you for joining us. I see that you are new to Clubhouse. I hope it's a good experience for you. And welcome. The room is here every time, every day about the same time. Well, we're going to kick it off today with testimonies. And some of you did not get the chance to give your testimony yesterday. Powerful room. And over the last few days, the Lord's been giving us, and several weeks and even months, you know, the Lord's blessed us in this room. The Bible says that we should always be thankful to him. Hallelujah. So today, let's give him praise. I want to read just one or two verses to kick that off. And then you'll have an opportunity this morning to testify to the Lord. Glory to God. Many, O Lord my God. Psalm 40 and verse 5. Are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And thy thoughts which are toward us, they cannot be reckoned up in number or in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. But, well, let's speak of them anyhow. You know, let's speak of at least some of the ones that come to mind. Let's start with, you know, yesterday's room, those of you who are here. And cast your mind back to other rooms, what the Lord has done for you since you've been here. And I believe that yesterday's room in particular was a powerful breakthrough for many of us. Turning our lives, every aspect of our life over to Christ's new management. Declaring to the devil that he cannot have any part of our lives. And us taking that stand in the Lord. So, you know, It is an opportunity for us to give testimony. And what is the benefit of testimony? Hallelujah. Just like it came out in the prayer that my wife made, when we give testimony to the Lord, not only does it show our gratitude, but it also encourages others. So I want to make sure that my testimony gives glory to God. Our testimonies must give glory to God. You know, God's the one that gets the glory, not a man, not even who prayed for you, but the Lord is the one that did the work. So the testimony goes to the Lord. Even the things, position of faith that we took on our own that brought out a good result, well, it's still the Lord that enabled us, because he's the one that enables us, you know, both to will and to perform of anything that is part of his good pleasure. Philippians 2 and 13. So as we give testimony to the Lord, it's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about anyone else. It's about the Lord. And as the psalmist always says, say, I will make mention of thy great goodness in the midst of the congregation, in the assembly of the righteous. And he knew how to praise the Lord. And so, you know, that's what we want to do today. And the Lord continues, as the Lord continues to bless us, every chance we get, not only when you are among believers, but even when you are among unbelievers, we need to give praise to the Lord. I'm just going to read one psalm of praise, and then I want you to be ready to give your testimonies to the Lord. I will extol thee, my God, O King. Psalm 145. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. So let's declare his grace. And shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and we shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He is slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and it shall talk of thy power. Let's do that this morning. Let's speak of the glory of his kingdom and talk of his power. To make known, see? This is one of the reasons of testimony. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom, O Lord, is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Has the Lord been good to you in providing your needs? The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Well, praise the Lord. So this is not a teaching room this morning. It's a testimony room to give a shout out to the Lord. So I want you to be willing to testify and to praise the Lord. Whether you are on stage or currently in the listening lounge, we want you to participate and give a shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we have a proverb in my natural Nigerian language. It translates that as such: a person that is thankful for yesterday's goodness shown to them by somebody will receive more today, something along those lines. You know, so when we are thankful and we show the praises of the Lord, the Lord is going to do even more. It's always like there's more where that came from. So let's give the Lord the praise here this morning. If you would like to testify what the Lord has been doing in your life and use that to encourage others, to give a shout out to the Lord, well, let's hear it. Glory to God. That's going to be our focus this morning. We've been doing a lot of ministration, a lot of teaching. And if you were in the room yesterday, if you missed it, we encourage you to listen to it. Powerful room. As always, the Lord always having something good for us. But it seemed good to me today and to the Holy Spirit that we should take time out and give praise to the Lord. So that's it. You know, if you want to give a shout out to the Lord, let me see your hand up if you are in the audience so we can bring you to the stage. If you are in on the stage, you can blink your mic. Let me know that you are ready and available and willing to share your testimony. And that will be it for today. Our testimony day. So, anyone want to give a shout out to the Lord? Let me check here and see if there's any takers. I am sure that we all have testimonies. But oftentimes, people are waiting for somebody to go first. A testimony. Praise the Lord. Let's do it. Welcome, Sister Tricia. Good to see you. Sister Grace Akin. Good to see you. And Sister Yolanda, good to see you. Sister Grace O, good to see you. Sister Chioma, and welcome. Hallelujah. Sister, Sister Precious, welcome to the room. The Colour Ball, Brother Sam, Sister Titi Lyle. Others I think I may have already acknowledged. And all right, well, praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us again today. Also, Pastor Charles Olaoye, good to have you with us. Shout out day to the Lord today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I see my wife is flashing. Pearl, Alexis, Sister Mary. All right. Well, let's do it. Go ahead, honey. You go
Hallelujah.
First.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to give a shout out to the Lord for his mercies, for his covering that is upon our lives, upon my life, and the life of my family, the life of my husband, my children. The Lord has been good to us. He has washed us jealously. And I want to read the psalm on his behalf to praise him and to bless him and to thank him, because we ought to be full of thanksgiving all the time for all his goodness. And Psalm 134 says, Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Be out of Zion. Amen. We lift our hands up in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. That's a song like that. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. Yes, we lift our hands in this place and we bless the name of the Lord for his goodness and for his mercies, for they endure forever and ever. I will sing of the understand the next time. Say, praise ye the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in the heaven and in the earth, in the seas and all the places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt? The Lord is good, both of man and beast. Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants? Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings? O Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage unto Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servant. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for all your goodness and your mercies that endure forever. I will forever be grateful. I will forever be thankful unto the Lord for what he has done, and what he is doing in my life, and what he is yet to do. I give him all the glory. I receive all his blessings, and I thank him. So to God be the glory. I bless the name of the Lord this morning, and I thank him for good health, for my children, for my husband, for everything that he has done and yet to do. Glory be to his name. And that is my shout out to the Lord this morning. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing and for giving praise to the Lord. Let's praise him and welcome everyone to the room. Good to see you, Brother Jaira. Welcome. Good to have you here. Sister Christy, good to see you. Welcome everyone to the room. All right, let's go next and see who. Sister Pearl, I saw that you flashed your mic. Go ahead, please. I couldn't hear her. Anybody heard what she said?
I'm sorry. I can't tell. I'll try later. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. I thought you flashed your mic earlier. Well, there's others that flashed their mic. Sister Veronica, looks like you flashed your mic. Sister Alexis, mm-hmm. Sister. So let's go to Sister Veronica.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that are within me, bless his holy name. Lord, you are so good. Lord is so good. Lord, you are so good. Bless his holy name. The Lord has been so good to us. So the family of John and his daughter Haile Agemome, oh Lord, I really want to bless the Lord, to thank Him, to glorify His holy name. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jonah Gemome, that God is our refuge. He's my own refuge, the God that we trusted right from 1975. I really want to bless Him and worship Him. He's a mighty God. He never fails. He's a covenant-keeping God. He keepeth His covenant to the end. That God is a faithful God. God is my refuge and strength. That is in Psalm 46. A very present help in trouble. No matter the trouble, no matter what is going on, God knows our secrets. He knows all we pass through, and He alone has the answer. He has solution in all days, all the time. Whether it's odd time, it's pleasant, whatever, He has an answer. So I bless His name, I worship Him. Therefore, we ought not to fear whatsoever. Through the earth be removed, though it be removed, and though the mountains be carried unto the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the wheeling thereof, Salah, there is a river, the stream of thereof shall make glad. Yes, we will make glad the Spirit of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. That is my word. That is what the Lord has given me this morning. This is what God has given me right from when this room started. And I have been talking how God moved upon my pastor to wake up at this time and be downloading His word, reminding us, fine-tune how to be close, walk close to the Lord. How prepare, because in the book of Luke, we are be warned that we should be ready. We should be prepared. That we will not lack. We will not be overtaken. That the rod that's coming upon this world, we're able to escape. This is one of the things as pastor is telling us every day, every morning, coming up, day after day, since it started over, it's like 3 months now, not tired, not relenting, continuously, is drawing us close to the Lord. God said, draw now to me, in the book of James, I will draw now to you. For them that want to be close to the Lord, God is ready to be close to us. That is what this room has made me to be. Even not every day when I'm at work, I cannot really join with the message, only listen later or whatever. I know I'll be blessed, tremendously blessed. God has really blessed my soul, cast all fear away. Even when things happening, as my mother had that accident, I gave testimony. She kept telling me, I will not die. You led me to Christ. And you told me how Jesus is powerful. And when I look at it, I said, why is his leg? Suppose his head. What would I have done? So I don't really have power. And when my mother wants to pass, it's not true accident. When at her age, 93, she told me that her mother passed one and something. And she's going to be more than that. Just prophesy to herself. So all that confidence of, no matter what the devil shaking all around, God is still giving me testimony. God giving me smile. I smile, open my teeth, and glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Beautiful. My God is beautiful. Oh, let me just sing this song. The two songs that is in my mind. please, because I love praising the Lord. I love praises because praises is just in my lips all the time. When I'm walking, when I'm cooking, anything I'm doing, meditation, praises is inside, embedded in me. Praise the Lord. Great is my God, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is my Zion, Zion, and all the city of the great King. Is my Zion, Zion, and all the city of the great King. Hallelujah. Great is my God, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the world. Is my Zion, Zion, and all the city of the great King. Is my Zion, Zion, and all the city of the great King. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord. The angels and seraphim, heaven adore. I bow at your feet, my Savior divine, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. My God is wonderful, is excellent, is mighty, is worthy to be praised all the time. I thank you. I thank you, my pastor. I thank you, everyone on the line. I really like to thank you because you made me have a good day. Whenever I come and see your faces and hear your comments, I'm always glad and my day will be glorious. My day, when I reflect back, this is what Sister Mary said. This is what Sister Pearl was saying. This is what how my mother prayed. And this is what she said. This is her comment. All these things make me glad. Thank you all, Sister Lola, and everyone on the line. In Jesus' name I worship. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Veronica. Good shout out. We give the Lord all the praise and all the glory. Thank you so much. Sister Alexis, see you there. All right. How about Sister Mary?
Good morning, everybody. I'm here, Pastor Yato.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. I just want to thank God, give God the glory this morning, just giving Him, you know, the glory for wisdom and knowledge and for communion. Just, you know, He's such a good God. He's so gracious to us, and His love and mercy and kindness, it never runs out. And no one can ever separate us from Him. And I just thank God. I want to shout out a couple of people. I want to thank God for Sister Pearl. Also for Sister Lola. Sister Lola, amazing, amazing Bible study we've had the last couple, 2 weeks. I've been able to join. And just thanking God for the word, for being able to be filled every day with His knowledge and with things that we need to practice every day. Also for you, Pastor Yato and Mother Ebba, for you at the prayer room every morning, giving God the first fruits and keeping the fire burning and just really filling us up and just covering us. So I thank you guys. I thank everybody in the room for the testimonies, how encouraging they are. And you know, it's times where sometimes I come to this room and I may not always be feeling my best, but as soon as I leave the room, God is just, the Holy Spirit just fills me and it turns my whole mood around and it helps me to re-strategize and rethink some things and just bring me into remembrance that I am His daughter and I am a child of God and that His promises are true. And to continue to believe and never allow the enemy to come in and to make sure I put Him first every day. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for just the continued covering, the continued prayers and testimonies, and just the powerful women in this room and men also. So I love you all, and I thank you for this room and the opportunity to be able to give God glory every single day. It's so helpful. It's so needed. And the consistency, also in the sacrifice, just getting up and waking up. And just being so encouraging to feel others, just, you know, being able to just come here together every single day. I'm so grateful for it. I yield my mic.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexis. Good to have you here. Always every day too. I mean, you most of the days that we've been here, you know, you've been here from the beginning. And yes, we did start this room, Sister Veronica said, about 3 months. It's actually been almost 6 months. We started the daily morning room October 1. So at the end of February, that was already 5 months. We are into the 6th month now, and we give God all the praise and glory. I'm still hoping that somebody will share a testimony about yesterday's room, a comment. So many people didn't get a chance to comment yesterday. Several people couldn't speak, you know, but I thought that was a powerful room. And as you give your testimonies, if someone has a testimony about, yesterday's room, I would still love to hear that. But nonetheless, whichever testimony you have, it's also good. So let's continue to share. God bless you, Sister Mary. You go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone, because it's morning in US. I bless the Lord for yesterday and for other days as well, because I found out that each day is filling my cup and strengthening me. A lot of times I ask myself, how will I cope? How will I cope to ensure consistency? How will I cope with the early morning prayers and this one? And I just give God all the glory. I worship Him for who He had been. He taught me how to take each moment step by step. And He made me to realize that it's only when I look too far into the future, that's when I feel like it's not easy. But as I wait upon Him, He will do it one step at a time. And I give Him all the glory. I also want to thank God for certain things in the family. An issue cropped up that really troubled me in a way. But God is making me to realize that He's doing it because a lot of things that we don't see with our eyes that He protects us from, we won't be able to shout simply because we don't know them. And yet He protects us. How much more those things that He reveals to us, just a little. And I give God all the glory because I went to Him, emptying myself before Him concerning it. And the Lord gave me peace. I give Him all the glory. Now about yesterday, I'm going to first read Psalm 113. Please bear with me. Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. One of my emphasis is verse 6. Who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven? Out there, when we visualize it, it's like heaven is out there and God is out there. Within there. But this scripture says, he even humbled himself to behold what is in heaven. And I always say, how much more those things on earth. And he has a back, like one of the things I have learned on this platform. He has our backs, and I give him all the glory. I worship him because he's a faithful father and he's a great God. To the family, to the children, to everyone, God is helping one step at a time. And for yesterday, while the mercy, because for some time I've been asking God, Lord, pour me out, help me, Father. Remold me. And that has been a continuous prayer before him. And while the message was going on yesterday, he gave me this scripture, Colossians 2:11. And it has to do with the circumcision of the heart. I'll read it. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. And he made me to visualize that he did the circumcision and is continued to do it to cut out every excess in my life, in the life of all that belongs to me. And there in 13 to 14 says, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh. And that was what happened yesterday. We were dead in our sins, the uncircumcision of our flesh, and he quickened together with him, having forgiven us all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And God was just making me to visualize and to see the aspect of cutting the excesses. And he said, his circumcision is without natural hand that we will see. But he does it in the spirit. And we cut those excesses in our lives. He will strengthen us. He will quicken us. And he will make us right. For his glory alone, making sure that our square pegs, as we are dead in sin, is caught to fit into his own round hole. I give God all the glory for yesterday. I worship him because those gates of businesses in any way that I've heard in the depraved state, with the devil or whatever, the Lord God Almighty has already bankrupted the business. The Lord has set me free, and I stand free before him, relying upon his power each moment at a time to live and to be strengthened in him. I also want to thank God for all the children. The Lord has been helping. There are things I am praying concerning each one of them to draw closer, to be fervent, to be there before the Lord continually. And I know in every way the Lord will multiply all this back unto me. I give God all the glory. For him alone be all the praise forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll yield my mic.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary, for that. God bless you. Thank you for always sharing your perspectives and lessons learned, and always giving a shout out to the Lord. That's always very good and adding value to the room. We appreciate that so much. Sister Vera Victoria, good morning. I see you joined us today. Praise the Lord. And well, I'll let you, well, since you came to the stage, I'm sure you have something on your mind. I'll let you go first. You haven't seen you in a while. Then we'll come back to others. And Sister Victoria, go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Oh, I'm so happy to be here this morning, even though I was late. I slept off because of the time difference. Here it's 4 o'clock, past four now. I don't know how to start. I don't know what to say. I've been thinking.
Where are you?
In Seattle now, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes. Wow. So, I thank God Almighty. It's only God that can thank. I firstly thank God for all He has done for me. Satan raised up his ugly head in my family, but the Lord Almighty knocked his head down, that this is my daughter. You cannot do anything to her. I thank God Almighty for his wonderful work in my life. God is so good. It was so serious, but God showed himself in my life. Glory be to God. And I also want to thank Pastor Yato. Oh my God. Sir, I don't know how to thank you, but I pray the Lord Almighty will thank you for me. The Lord Almighty will appreciate you. And I pray that this work of God that you are doing, oh God, the Lord will continue to lead you. You will not fail. You will not fall. You will not falter in the name of Jesus. At that time when you didn't see me, you texted me that what is going on? Is everything okay? And I explained the little I could. I thank you, sir. I thank you, sir. And for the word of God, oh, sir, I thank God for your life, sir. Keep doing this because you are saving lives. You are saving lives with those words of God that are coming from your mouth. I know they are coming from the throne of God. Thank you, sir. You stand like an angel to some people. The Lord is really using you and you are really doing the work. Thank you so much, sir. From the bottom of my heart, I say thank you, sir. Good job, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank Lady Ebon. Thank you, ma. Thank you. Because if you did not give him rest of mind, he won't be able to do all this. He won't be able to do it. Thank you so much, ma. Thank you. And I thank everybody for raising prayers for my grandson. My baby is fine now. He's doing fine now. I thank God Almighty. But because I'm still here, he didn't allow me. At times, when I wake up, I'll be like, oh my God, it's past. At times, like 5 o'clock, I say, I've missed it again. But I know when I go back to Florida, everything, I will get settled. Thank you so much, sir. And I thank everyone in this family. We are family. We are real. This is what they call family. Real family. I thank every one of you, ma and sas. I thank you. The Lord will continue to uphold us. We will not miss heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you, sir. I yield my mic.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Victoria, for those kind words. Yes, the room you know, we did bring, you know, when I saw your note, I brought the prayer to the room, and thank God that people did pray, and we are trusting God that the situation with the grandchild, is it a son or girl?
Yes, son.
Son, your grandson, that he will be well formed and will grow up and all will be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for being here. And we know that the situation can be challenging, but still finding time to be here. We truly appreciate you. We appreciate everyone else that's in the room. Sister Amelia, we have joined up. Pastor Tokes, good to see you. If you would like to come to the stage, always love to hear from you. God bless you. Thank you for being here. And let's see, anybody else blinking their mic on stage to give a shout out to the Lord?
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning, Pearl. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I just really want to just thank God for just being so good all the time, just being so kind and providing and loving, even when I'm one of those people that sometimes likes to plan ahead and know where I'm going, what I'm going to do, and just surrendering to God. He never fails. God always delivers, and I'm just so grateful. He orders my step, shows me where to go, gives me favor wherever I go. I am just so grateful. He's kept my children, protected them, made things better. You know, situations that were a little tough, improved them. I'm just so grateful to God for all that He's done. God has just provided for me. You know, around December, January time, I was just in a fog and confused, and I took some time off of work, and I was trying to figure out what God wanted me to do, and He gave me clarity and showed me what to do, and I just want to thank God for that, because it was a very tough place to be, and I'm just grateful. I give Him all the glory and honor and praise. I thank Him for financial provision, for peace, for all that He has done. He's such a wonderful God. I praise His holy name. I just want to thank God for our church, local church family. They've just been such a big help, even just by being there. Mommy Abu and Pastor Yato, the sisters, Sister Chema in here is one of them. Mommy Veronica, excuse me, you know, people that have provided prayers, encouragement. I'm just so, so grateful for the body at our local church, and also here in Clubhouse. Coming to this room every day is like looking in a mirror every morning and remembering, you know, where you stand. Hey, remember, you got to keep going. You know, you have a little bit of stuff on your face. You need to fix it, or, you know, clean your heart. I'm just grateful for this room. It's helped me to grow significantly. So I just give God all the glory and praise. I'm grateful for everyone in this room, everyone who steps up to speak, and I'm just happy. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Have a good day.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Pearl. You have a good day, too, and we love having you here, and thank you so much for always being here and for adding value to the room. I want to thank everybody that's been coming to the room. You know, some people have said, you know, that, you know, if others didn't come, it would be hard to have the room. And that's true, you know. So I am truly thankful that you are here. It's just one day at a time, you know. We take one day at a time, you know. And I wanted to encourage the people also, you know, to avoid burnout. I spoke about that a little bit yesterday, you know, before we got into the room too much. The Lord said, look, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, Mark 6:31, because there was a hustle and bustle. They were going and coming, and there was no leisure, not so much even as to eat, you know. And, you know, people, especially our women, you know, they get overwhelmed with so many things. You got to take care of you know, the family, your husband, your children. You got to take care of the community. You got to go to the jobs. You know, a lot of you work outside the home. And, you know, and some who are dealing with little children, it's just, it's overwhelming sometimes. You know, the little children going up and down and crying and you can't think, right? And it just can be overwhelming. You got to carry the children to school, to soccer practice, to this and that, and what have you. And I didn't even know this, but, you know, it was until after we left the room yesterday, and then somebody posted it on our church social platform on WhatsApp, that it was, yesterday was International Women's Day. So I want to give a shout out to all our women, you know, that work so hard, you know, for, you know, all the things that you do. Hallelujah. We can't, you know, I give a shout out to my wife also and all the women here. I mean, there's a lot, you know, Sister Veronica said it right. And, Sister Victoria, sorry. She said, you know, that, you know, the, if my wife wasn't enabling me to do this. Yeah. I mean, those of us who are in the ministry, who are men, you know, there's a lot of support from the women. And I thank God that my wife's always been very supportive, even in this room, and everything, you know, that we do, not just in this room. So I want to give a shout out to my wife and to all the women. Yesterday being International Women's Day. And listen, I want to encourage the women, you know, take time out. And chill out sometimes, you know. You don't want to get burnt out. Burnout is not good for anybody. You know, after you get burnt out, God forbid, you know, you're no good to yourself or anybody. You know, so that's why Jesus told disciples, hey, look, let's take some time out. And that's where we get the notion of retreat from. You know, get away for a while. He said, come to a desert place and rest a while. You know, and then recharge. And God is so good that he gives us that every day. That's why we have day and night. Well, if you do whatever it is you do during the day, you know, unplug at night. But sometimes it's, some can't even unplug. Well, you got to be intentional about unplugging. So that's the reason why the Lord said it that way, or set it up that way. He even said, look, the day, you say, look, it's daytime, I got to work. In the night, nobody can work. You know, so there's room for relaxing and take advantage of it. And I know that some people do work at night. And if you work at night, then the night is your day. Then find time during the day to, you know, take a bit of time and rest. And you need, I'm speaking to the women on this room now, you need some me time. That's just for you, you know, and hopefully the men, you know, will learn to support their wives that way. They just need a break sometimes, you know, I mean, just, there's a whole lot of things that are going through. I know men go through their stuff also, but women have to deal with all these things I mentioned before, you know, so just take one day at a time, one day at a time. You know, don't try to take, you know, tackle the whole year or the whole month or the whole week. One day at a time. That Jesus said it himself, sufficient unto their day is the evil thereof. There's too much going on today anyway than to worry about too many days all at once. You know, so take one day at a time. The Lord continue to strengthen all of you. And, thank you for all you do. Pastor Tokes, good to have you with us. You go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor Stokes.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon to you too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't here yesterday. I wasn't in the room yesterday. I've not been in the room for about a week or more. But, I just want to thank God that every time I come in, I'm edified and I'm refreshed. And it is very important in these times that we spend some time with people who can edify us. And that is what I value in this room and other places that we can always connect with brethren. The enemy thought he was causing the trouble when he brought COVID and all that. But the Lord is always ahead of him. So we can connect anywhere in the world now, and we can have fellowship. I want to thank you, sir, for your consistency over the years. And the fact that you are doing this is encouraging people like us more, to people like us too, to continue in what God has assigned for us to do. I want to thank all the ladies. Yesterday, International Women's Day. I used to tell people, I said, 75% of any good virtue that anybody can see in my life, my mother was responsible for it. Okay? Women are fantastic. We want to thank God for every one of you. God bless you, sir. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Stokes. I know you are a very busy man yourself, and I thank God for your life. There are many people on this platform that can attest to that. And, you know, how you yourself have been a channel of blessing to many over the years and continue to be so. So we thank God for that. Let us continue. Every one of us, you know, we should not be weary in well doing. You know, there's a thing. I want to just say this word to people who are in the ministry. I wasn't thinking about it. It wasn't in my head or thought or anything, but the Lord just brought it to my mind now. So let me just drop it. You know, there is a risk of people in the ministry after you've done everything, and sometimes people don't appreciate it. You know, Paul, at the end of his ministry, it's funny, but at the end of his ministry, he said, well, you know, Demas has forsaken me. This one has forsaken me. Only Luke is with me, this and that. I mean, it just seemed like, you know, all of the work and everything, you know, and sometimes because of his background too and the things that, you know, he went through early in life before he was fully engaged with the gospel, people didn't really sometimes, you know, open-heartedly accept him. And it was a thorn in his flesh. You know, it was a thorn in his flesh that he had to deal with. And God said to him, just leave that alone. Don't even ask me again. My grace is sufficient for you. And, you know, so sometimes, you know, rejection from setting, you know, people work so hard and you wonder, you know. So I want to just encourage people who are in the ministry, who are working, you know. I think here's the way I put it. Jesus said, look, rejoice when men persecute you and all of that. Great is your reward. Well, I want to give another version of that and say, rejoice when people don't appreciate you, because then God will appreciate you. You know, we can't have our reward in two places. You know, so sometimes I actually wish that people don't thank me so that I can get my thanks from the Lord. John chapter 12, verse 26 says, you know, if any man serve me, you know, then let him follow me patiently. And if any man serve me, you know, where I am, there he will be also. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And so the honor that comes from above is way more, you know, than the honor of men. Jesus used to say, look, you have your reward. You know, when men praise you and do all of these things, say, well, you have your reward. You know, so, you know, when people don't praise you, then you have even greater reward. But we can't help it if men praise us or whatever, or praise you. That's not your doing. But you want to immediately turn that around to the Lord. That's what the Lord taught me. You know, when anybody says any good thing, you have to immediately turn it around to the Lord. Because that's how we keep our reward. But when we get rewarded, it's kind of like Jesus said, look, if you're standing out there, you know, in the midst of the streets or everywhere else or in corners or even in the assembly, you know, and praying, to so that men could see how well you can pray, whatever you are doing so that people can see how well you do it. You know, when you fast for a show so that people can know that you live a fasting life. Whatever we do, as long as there is a show behind it, Jesus said, well, you have your reward. You know, and if you have your reward, then you can't get another reward. It's just that simple. You know, so this whole thing with ministry work and everything is a challenging thing. And, you know, but it's also rewarding. For when he shall see the travail of his soul, then he shall be rewarded. You know, it's a rewarding thing. When you hear a testimony, if somebody gave their life to Christ or somebody's life was repaired and they were able to pick up the pieces again, and so on and so forth. And if somebody received healing or somebody, you know, got help somehow or encouragement, it's tremendous. You know, there is nothing, you can't put a price to that. You know, so, you know, I want to just encourage all the people who are in ministry, keep on doing, you know, all we do. It's for the Lord, really, you know, for we preach not ourselves, you know, but Christ the Lord, and we ourselves, your servants, for his sake. So let's continue, every one of us, to do the best that we can. We're doing it for the Lord, because the Lord's already done a whole lot for us, and it's actually a privilege. It's a privilege to even be counted worthy to speak in the name of the Lord, to represent him. It's a great privilege, and all of us have that privilege, you know. Whether you are called by the title of a minister or not, we are all able ministers of the New Testament, and we have that privilege, you know, and more so in the last days that we are in now, those of us that are, you know, called into the ministry to do this work, we better know that this is serious business, because God is bringing, it's more like, you know, and I've been teaching this lately to say that, look, the so-called fivefolders and all of that, and, you know, see yourself only as factory workers, you know, because the manufacturing of the sons of God is a product, according to Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13. What the world is waiting for is, you know, the production of the sons of God. You know, when we turn them out of that factory, that's what the world is waiting for. So all the, you know, and nobody should think of himself more highly than they ought. Neither should people think of ministers more highly than they should. Ministers of the word, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, in my view, they are only factory workers. And their job is assemble the thing properly and push out from the manufacturing line the sons of God, you know, which they themselves, you know, will be part of it if they do it right. You know, so, and when the car comes out of the factory, people will admire the car. Nobody is thinking of the person that put the car together. It's irrelevant. You just look at the car, you admire it, you want that car, you know. And that's the way it should really be. What we want to give to the world is the production of the sons of God. That's what the whole world is waiting for. The whole creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. If we do our job right, that's what we'll be producing. We should not be producing another proselyte. And it's not about that. It should be about producing sons of God in the image of the Christ. Hallelujah. And, you know, Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. Now that's suddenly. And I will bring my reward with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. And what great promises he has for the overcomers. He that overcometh. One of my favorite is in 3:21 of Revelation. He that overcometh shall I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame, and I am set with my Father in his throne. Likewise will I give to him that overcometh the right to sit with me in my throne. Isn't that beautiful? And also in Revelation 21 and verse 7, another favorite. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Woo-hoo. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So that's my shout out to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord, for even counting me worthy. Who am I? You know, that the Lord should be mindful of me to even count me worthy to be, you know, a laborer in his vineyard. But he's the one that does the choosing. Blessed is the man who thou choosest and causes to approach unto you. Psalm 65 verse 4. The Lord is the one that does the choosing. He's the one that brought us near. And he's the one that said also in John 15 and 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I called you and ordained you to go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So we return all the glory to God, and may he strengthen our hands, you know, and we need a lot of help. Help, the same kind of help that when Moses' hands was getting weary and Joshua started to lose the battle, Aaron and Hur had to come on there and prop up his hands. You know, and that's what every one of you are doing when you come into this room. And wherever you are, in your local assemblies also, you know, I spoke about this last week or something like that. People should not desert that. Get in there and help, you know, because the Lord said, come build with me. The Lord said, look, I'm building this thing, you know, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And Paul said, look, the foundation is laid. Be careful how you build. So let's build with the Lord. You know, let's build with the Lord. Gold, silver, and precious stones. We don't want wood, we don't want hay, and we don't want stubble. But let's build with the Lord precious things that the Lord can be proud of. Hallelujah. That he can say, yeah, this is my beloved daughter. That is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You know, and that's what we want to hear. It doesn't matter what other people say. You know, but we want to hear that commendation from the Lord. So to everyone that is doing whatever it is that God called you to do, remember the other day when we talked about discovering the gifts and calling of God in your life. Whatever it is that God called you to do, do it faithfully as unto the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Whatsoever your hand find doing, do it faithfully as unto the Lord. And the Lord will give you the reward in due season if you faint not. But you must not faint. The lesson is, you know, in Matthew 24 and 13, this he that endures to the end, the same shall be rewarded. You know, you can't jump up, you know, you can't jump up in the front of a marathon race and run the thing as a sprint and then fall down by the wayside and think you'll get anything. No, no. First, you got to complete the race to even have a chance of winning anything. And even along the way, you got to keep the rules. If you break the rules along the way, you might get disqualified. You know, so it is important for us to stay the course and do it diligently. Run the race with patience. And run a good race, we're encouraged. Fight tactfully. Don't just be like you are beating the air. Pick your fights. Some people fight over everything that's not necessary. Don't waste your spiritual warfare capital on things that are not even important. Glory to God. Pick your fight. Paul said, look, I pick my fight. I know what I'm doing. I'm not just beating the air and all that. You know, I have strategy. I know the rules of engagement. And I know when to strike. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so hopefully by the grace of God, that's the kind of encouragement that we're bringing to one another in this room. God is pressing us razor sharp into his image. You got to press those, you know, those fruits, those grape, and you got to press it for the wine to come out of it. So God is pressing us closer and closer into shape, and we appreciate every one of you. Well, let me see if anybody else Anybody else on the platform that want to give a shout out to the Lord? I don't see any hands being raised in the audience. Praise God. Sister Bosse, teacher, you. Good afternoon. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. I see that you have been there with us now. And also, UC, thanks for coming back into the room. I know you joined us the other day. Thank you. Before I go to the next person, just a quick announcement. This room, by the grace of God, is here every day. Look for it around the same time. We start 5 a.m. Arizona time. So it's called the Grand Rising Time for those of you in Arizona. For everyone else, you know, different times. For this week, in New York time zone, it's 7 a.m. After Sunday, it'll be 8 a.m. in New York time, because the rest of the country are springing forward by 1 hour. Arizona remains the same. You know, so relatively, it will now be 3 hours apart. So if you can join us every day, please do so. Also, if you look up to the top of the screen, you will see the little greenhouse button next to House of Faith. That's one way to get notified when we host rooms that are under House of Faith. But if we host the rooms under some other clause, because sometimes we host it under Walking with God. It depends on what topic we're doing. So you also have to join Walking with God to get notified. Or if you follow the administrators of the room, which are my wife and myself, then doesn't matter which platform we start a room under, you get notification if you choose your notification level correctly. So we thank you and welcome everyone. Okay, let's see who's ready to speak next. All right, who hasn't spoken? Statitilayo, you haven't spoken and you are here. Are you able to speak? Let's see who else is able or willing, available to speak. Let me check the chat room.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Lola. I'm fine. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to... Can you hear me? I don't know. Something went up with my sound.
We hear you, but you sound fine.
Oh. Oh, I don't know why. Can you hear me now?
We hear you. Are you good?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good morning. Just wanted to, of course, I mean, I feel like many of us have the same, you know, thanks about this room. This room truly has been a blessing, and just, you know, equipping me and encouragement every day, every morning. It's good to have that encouragement and just to hear the word of God truthfully. I just want to give glory to God, just for his grace and his mercy in my life. You know, I was just sitting here thinking of my life, and I was just thinking that I'm just a product of grace. Everything that I've done, everything that I didn't do, you know, just, you know, in the good and the bad, I just see the grace of the Lord in my life, and how he's just carried me through, even when I wasn't looking for him. So I just want to thank the Lord for always just being there for me, even when I'm not aware of it, even in the good and the bad, and just for his mercy. You know, his mercies are new every single morning. And you know, even if, no matter what happens, you know, the fact that, you know, I wake up every day, I can experience a new day of his mercy is just a blessing to me. I want to also thank the Lord for my children. I was having a conversation with them over the weekend, and I really like to, and that's when they usually ask me a million questions about God, about their faith, and, you know, about Jesus. And, you know, they ask questions that children would ask, but, you know, sometimes I feel like we as adults should ask these questions too and ask them of the Lord. But they just shared kind of just what you know, they go through at school and share how they actually share their faith with their friends. And so it was just an encouragement for me to know that, you know, God, you know, God hears my prayers. I always pray that, you know, there would be pillars in his kingdom, that, you know, that the Lord would teach them and great would be their peace. When they talk about how, you know, my daughter was telling me how one of her friends, you know, she was always cursing, and she, you know, she's just sharing her faith, talking about the Lord and just, you know, encourage her. And she said her friend comes to school now and she has made an effort to, you know, curse less. Like, so it's just that even them in their school are just being the light and just encouraging, you know, friends to seek the Lord. And, you know, so it's a blessing because, you know, you can't control anything. You know, we can just pray and, you know, have faith that the Lord will watch over these children, but also that this world would not corrupt them. And just pray that, you know, what they see outside in the world, what they're exposed to in their schools, that it's not settling in their heart. And so I just want to give glory to the Lord for that, because it always comforts me, especially if I'm not feeling good, or, you know, things are going and I can't control things, or I'm just down or something. When I talk to the children and I see how the Lord is using them, I'm always encouraged, because I know that there's nothing that we do for the Lord that goes in vain. There's no prayer that is in vain. Everything, the Lord is keeping us, watching over us, and watching over our children as we, you know, do the hustle and bustle. So I just wanted to thank God ultimately just for his ultimate grace every single day that he gives me. And for everybody in this room, every time I come in and I hear the testimonies, and I hear Mommy Veronica, she always makes me laugh. I love I love when she speaks. And everybody, you know, everyone that just shares, it's always a blessing. So God bless.
Amen. Thank you. We love you too, Sister Lola. Thank you always for joining. And listen, you've got a Bible study room. It's on Wednesdays. And Pastor Tokes, you could tell us about your Telegram room in a minute. So you got a Bible study room. I know Alexis referred to it today. Tell us about it. Okay, well, two of you are trying to speak. Lola, you go first, then I'll come to Pastor Tokes.
Okay. Yes, so I have a Bible study room that we do every Wednesday. We actually started it in 2020. So we're actually going on almost 3 years in, I think this month would make it 3 years. And I, which is surprising to me because it's all the grace of the Lord. We started during the pandemic, and it was placed on my heart because I know a lot of young people, and mostly like young adults, maybe like, you know, not teenagers, but like 20s to 30s, you know, they don't really attend Bible studies. I remember the local church I used to go to on Wednesdays, you know, everybody see on Sunday, but on Wednesdays, it'll be like skeletons. And it's just like, where are the young people? And so when everything was shut down during COVID, it was just placed on my heart. I said, you know what, let me start a Zoom, since I'm with, you know, fellowship with the young adults. And at that time we had started doing, before that we started doing something called Food and Fellowship, which, you know, it was dear to my, I just wanted to get young people together who were Christians. So we can, you know, fellowship and really just pray and just create those connections. I think it's very vital that young people have connections with other believers, because we all feel the struggle. And so we weren't able to do anything. So it was placed on my heart, and I started on Zoom. And we started on Zoom, and we were just going, and because of my schedule, we switched different ways. And I just remember one thing, you know, I remember praying and saying, Lord, I don't know that many people. I don't know how I'm going to do this Bible study. But I remember the Lord telling me, he said, if you show up, I will show up and I will bring the people. And so since then, literally, the people that we started with is not even, there's only probably like one or two people that I started with that are still there. And we moved to Clubhouse because somebody had offered. And I didn't really want to be up there, but, you know, somebody had asked and said, can you bring it on Clubhouse? And so we brought it to Clubhouse, I think, in 2021. And since then, we've just kind of been growing. And to tell you the truth, it's all by the Lord. Every week, the Lord gives me a full download. This has been a great challenge because it's trust. It has forced me to walk by faith. When I tell you I don't have any plans for any week, it's literally one day the Lord will say, this is what we're going to teach in this week. And that's what, you know, he'll give me the full download and I'll sit, take time out, pray, seek him, and just write it all out. And that's what we've been doing. And so it's really been a great testimony for me because I've seen God it feels like walking on water. Every time you take a step, you know that you're not going to sink because the Lord literally just shows up and shows up and shows up, and it's allowed me to trust him in this. And so I don't even panic. I used to panic, but I don't even panic because I'm like, I know he's just going to tell me what we're going to talk about next week. So this we're doing a discernment series right now that the Lord has really, really been downloading so many things on discernment when it comes to the children of God, and how to kind of know what's going on, the discernment. And the definition that we gave was, you know, discernment is basically knowing the difference between what is good and evil in the sight of the Lord, not in the world. The world calls things good that are evil and evil good. But we want to know, what does God say is good and evil? Because that is our standard. And so we've been doing that, and it's been really, really powerful. Really, really powerful. Everything that the Lord has been showing me, you know, it's something that I'm trying to learn. So if anybody wants to join us, please do. I know Pastor Yato, you popped in a couple times, and Mami Abu, and Alexis has been coming. It's been great, and it's very interactive. It's mostly a lot of young people, which I think is powerful because the Lord is really speaking through the young people. He's really speaking to us and teaching us. But it's even older people, everyone. I invite everyone to come and share and just allow the Holy Spirit. And the most important aspect of the room, I'll wrap it up, is that the Holy Spirit leads us. That's my prayer every day. Jesus said that, you know, the Holy Spirit will come and teach you all things. And so the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and we always make sure that he's the one navigating and leading that room so we can really hear what the Lord wants us to hear in this season, in this moment. So you know, thank you for the shout out, but please come. If you see my profile, you'll see we have a lot of replays, but it's Bible study Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, time. And yeah, right now we're looking at the story of Jehoshaphat and Ahab, and there's just a lot that the Lord is showing us about discernment with that story. And that's the last thing, is that we actually study the scripture. So it's not just a general teaching, but literally every week we get a full scripture and we go through scripture, because, you know, the Lord speaks to us through his word primarily. So but thank you for that shout out. God bless.
Thanks, Lola. Thank you for sharing. You know, thank you. And thank you for all you do. I know you're passionate, and the Lord's been using you among the youth. And, you know, I am so thankful for that. I have a passion for the youth myself, you know, because the Lord called me when I was a young person. So I've always been, you know, partial towards that. And so we appreciate all that you are doing. The Lord continue to give you strength and grace. God bless you. Pastor Tokes, tell us what's going on, what you have. I mean, some of these things, you know, the reason I'm asking is that we have opportunity to fellowship with one another. You know, you cannot come to attend a local church with us in Phoenix, and I cannot go and attend a local church with Pastor Tokes in Lagos or when he's in South Africa or whatever. But, you know, then they have this, you know, thing on media now that, you know, you can pop in and have fellowship. So Pastor Tokes got the RBS priesthood thing going on Telegram now. That's available globally, no matter where you are. So tell us about that, Pastor Tokes.
Good morning again, brethren. We, at the beginning of this year, precisely, I think it was on the 2nd of January, I was in South Africa, and I was having a time with the youth in South Africa. That we have a ministry, missionary ministry there called Eagles Youth Ministry South Africa. Every year, we host at least about 100 youth, South African youth, university students, and those who are working. We host them for 5 to 7 days free of charge. We accommodate them, we feed them, and transport them in and out of the camp. And we gather ministers that we know each other, and we feed them with the word of God for 1 week. So we've been in that ministry for going to 12 years now. So in January, I was in South Africa, and I decided to hold a meeting with them. By the time I got home, in the evening, the Lord started speaking with me that most of the things we've been doing, he wanted me to change certain things, and that the approach was not satisfied with so many things. And so I spoke to a lot of people and we started praying. And the Lord said we should have a prayer time. And that was how the Telegram thing started. Somebody just said, let's go to Telegram. And we went to Telegram and we started this RBS, we call it RBS priesthood time. And people started joining from all over the world. And we, the first 1 month, we were praying about the heart of God, knowing the heart of God. No material or temporal request. All everything is about knowing God deeply and being able to serve Him acceptably. And after that, during that time, we also got together to read a book written by John Bevere, Driven by Eternity. And we also had been praying from the things we learned from that. Now, meanwhile, so on Telegram, I have not been able to sit down to know the time equivalent in the U.S., especially in Phoenix. But if you're in the U.K., you join us at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. If you're in Nigeria, you join at 4:30 a.m. And those in South Africa, they join at 5:30 a.m. We usually pray for 1 hour, and then we rotate who leads the prayers. Okay? And the Lord has been good to us. Okay? On the side, we also have a Bible study that we do weekly, every Wednesday and Thursday in the evening. That's the Bible study, what we call RBS. What is the meaning of RBS? Relational Bible Study. Relational Bible Study. In the year 2014, after traveling to UK, South Africa, everywhere, I came back to Nigeria, and as soon as I got to Nigeria, I went to University of Ife to go and minister. On my way back, I started receiving questions from different parts of the world, and I was in the expressway on the way to Lagos, and I started saying, Lord, I can't be everywhere. I can't be traveling every day. I still have my own work to do. How can I reach all these people? And the Lord said, look, you're an engineer. I want that you start ministering to people through the electronic media. And that was how we started. And then in 2014, towards the end of 2014, the Lord asked me a question. He said, I have called you into the teaching ministry. Now, if I call your number today, how many people have you impacted with that same grace? And I could just mention a few people, and the Lord said, from today, I'm no longer interested in you ministering to big crowd. What I want is, I want you to disciple people so that the teaching grace on your life can be impacted on them. So, and they said, look at the pattern that Jesus used with the 12 disciples. That is the pattern you should use. So I started something in my sitting room. We start the scripture and I will tell them how do you understand the scripture? How do you understand something? You need to know what is the subject, what is the writer addressing and all that. And we started. And then we started doing in my sitting room. People will come every Wednesday. And after some time, some people said, we can't, this sitting room is no longer containing us. So we moved to another another business office nearby that they have a lecture room, and we started paying rent to them. And we continued until last year, 2020, when COVID hit. When COVID hit, I couldn't travel to South Africa. I couldn't go to the UK again. I couldn't reach all those people. And the Lord said, now is the time to go by air. So instead of having the physical RBS, we started having the RBS via Zoom. We were introduced to Zoom. And so every week, every Wednesday and every Thursday, Nigeria 5:30, UK 4:30, Nigeria 6:30, South Africa 7:30, and UK 5:30, for at least 2 solid hours, we teach the word of God. It's usually with the end time by us, but the approach is, it is relational. That's what people call interactive. It is relational. Anybody can ask a question, and we can take our time to ask questions. Then we also encourage people to make presentation, both the RBS that we do weekly for Bible study and the prayer time on a Telegram in the morning, those are the major things we do to edify each other. But I'd like to read the scripture. I believe that the body of Christ is suffering from something that is not, people, we are not paying attention to, because we misunderstood the idea of the fivefold ministry. We say, apostle, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And in our minds, we have looked at it as something hierarchical. So like you have in the civil service or business setup. And so the teacher is down there. I've never met anybody on the street, and you say, who are you? And he says, my name is teacher so-so-so. No, everybody's an apostle. Everybody's a prophet, evangelist, and pastor. Nobody's a teacher, all right? But by the grace of God, I magnify my office. I want to read a scripture. Is there anybody there? I would like to read a scripture in the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. It starts with, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Hodeid. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now verse 3, which is important. Now for a long season, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without a law. When you don't have a teaching priest, you don't have the true God, and you don't have the law. Because when you don't have a teaching priest that gives you understanding of the law, your understanding of the of God becomes stunted. Okay, and in verse 4, he said, when they were in their trouble, and did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of him. Now you will see all the reforms that you see Ezra, you see all of them coming with reform. Before the reform can be complete, you will see that a teaching priest bring them to understand God for all those who God is using to teach the word of God. I want to thank you, sir, that the Lord is using you. And I get encouraged when I come to the clubhouse and I see how you slice the scriptures. You know, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. That's the way the Lord asked us to do. The teaching anointing is very important. And what we do in RBS is that as we teach, we also encourage others to also minister so that the teaching grace can be imparted on them. The Lakoba Shindalia, you see, he said the harvest is ripe, but the workers are few, the laborers are few. Say, pray ye that the Lord will add more to the laborers. By the grace of God, I've seen a lot of people. All right, I can see the teaching anointing growing in many of them over the years. I can see it and I just smile. Sometimes I intentionally give them assignments to do. And suddenly I will say, you are the one ministering tomorrow. And as the minister, I can see that. And I can see because the teacher must be accurate. Because the Lord said he is going to, the teacher is the one that is going to answer a lot of questions when we see him. So I want to encourage all of us that as we listen to Pastor Yato, I want you to pick the teaching anointing from him, Lakoba Sinda, because you are the one that will grow other. Listen, there is no astronaut today that has not gone through a teacher. There is no president that has not gone through a teacher. Can you tell me somebody who won an award that did not go through a teacher? That is why the ministry of mothers is also very important, because mothers are basically teachers. They are the one that form us. Thank you. I just want to stop there. God bless you.
Hallelujah. That's good stuff. Thank you so much, Pastor Tokes. Always love your viewpoint. And yes, you're right. You know, as a matter of fact, many years ago, the Lord gave it to me in one way, you know, slightly the same as what you said. You know, I realized the teaching, the role of teaching. And in fact, God called me, you know, into the teaching and deliverance ministry years ago. And he gave me the scripture when I was a young man, just starting out many, many years ago. I don't know how long it was. Probably as far back as 1974 or 75. Ezra 7:10. And it was always my guiding principle. And I enjoyed it when you referred to this second Chronicles 15, and you also referred to Ezra, because this was the thing, you know. And Ezra, and I learned that scripture and I memorized it when I was a young man, and it stayed in my heart. And he said Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. I memorized that verse when I was a young man, and it stayed with me. And I was like, look, you do it, you learn it, you teach it. Praise God. And that's why I always encourage, you know, people, even when you come into this room, those of you that come, I always, when I stop, I say, okay, it's your turn now. You know, I've given my peace. You give your peace. Engage in the Lord in the spirit while you are listening, because he will download to you even stuff that I didn't say. And then you can bring more perspective. And I enjoy it when people do that. It's amazing. Here a little, there a little. So thank you so much, Pastor Tokes. And we appreciate the good work that you have been doing. I see my good friend, Brother Jaira is on stage with us. Brother Jaira, good morning. Sister Titi Lion, I see you've been, you know, excited. I'm going to let you speak in a bit after I come to Brother Jaira. Good to see you, man of God. How you doing?
Well, God bless you, sir. It's always good to be here, and I just want to greet the house. I'm about to go into a meeting fairly shortly, but I thought I'd come onto stage and just acknowledge you and just say, you know, thank you for the work that you are doing and everyone that is supporting your ministry. And it's very, very interesting what you would say in terms of every one of us, we are servants. And we are being molded into God's image daily as we go through a process. And one of the exciting things about the technology that we have at our advantage right now is to be able to connect with people in real time all over the world. And we're able to touch people and to be able to share our hearts and to share the gospel. And I was just thinking about Jesus and the very fact that when he came, he had 3.5 years thereabouts to actually put his vision into the hearts of his disciples. And what a job was done, you know, because they then took the gospel and they turned the world, or their then world, upside down. And they were able to reach so many people, and the gospel went out from Jerusalem and to the uttermost parts of the world. And now, as we see the use of the airwaves now, we're able to connect with people, share the gospel, encourage them, support them, build them up in the most holy faith. And people are able then to prepare their hearts also, not only to be disciples, but to minister and to share the gospel also, and the hope that is within them. So absolutely love the fact that we can share and encourage one another in the scriptures and, you know, fulfill that mandate. And that is to not only bless God, but to be a witness to those people that don't know or haven't heard the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also being able to inspire and plant ourselves in other people, because, you know, as we can see going on in the world right now, there's not a lot of time left. You know, we could see that there's a change in the world right now, and there's so much going on. And the buzzword, you know, certainly my circle seems to be digital discipleship, where you can measure, you know, the results of who you are actually touching now, as you look at the algorithms and you look at what the data is actually saying. And, you know, we will never really fully know what impact we will actually have on people's lives, but we know that we are having impact, and we give God thanks for technology, and we give God thanks for the airwaves, and we also give God thanks for the opportunity of being able to inspire other people to reach out and connect. So those are my three words, man of God. Thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for the people that you encourage to continue to bless through your ministry. And with that, I yield. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. I know it's mid-afternoon where you are already, or something. I know you are in the UK, so thank you for joining us. God bless you, Brother Jaira. Have a great day. And you know, I know you're a man of integrity, and God's been using you in the technology realms as well, which I enjoy technology myself. So thank you so much for coming to stage to share with us. Yeah, indeed, you know, teaching is so, you know, he's so real. And I love the way Pastor Tokes puts it, that, you know, how come nobody says I'm teaching this and this? That was the time I actually thought about that. You know, and Jesus, he emphasized it. The way that Matthew recorded it, slightly different from the way that Mark reported it, you know, but the way that Jesus reported it, he used the teaching thing a couple of times in the end of Matthew there. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, he said. And then he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, you know. So you really can't say enough. I love the way you brought it out. Every one of us, well, I was one day some months ago, weeks ago, I was discussing this with my wife, because she's always been a teacher, you know, in education. I say, you know, we're talking about, why is it that they don't value teachers that much? Because there's really nothing you can do without having a teacher. you know. So I love all those things that you brought out, Pastor Tokes. Thank you so much for sharing. Have a blessed day, Brother Jaira, as you go into your meeting. And God bless you. Thank you for coming to share with us. Sister Titilayo, are you there?
Yes, thank you so very much, Sarah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Pastor Joe. Thank you, everyone that are on the call today. This is a privilege. I really want to bless the name of the Lord for what it is that he has been doing. Though it looks as if nothing is happening, but I thank God for the Spirit of God that is at work in us. It makes me know the time we are living in, that God is actually returning to his own children. Like he said in Isaiah 32 verse 15, he said, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. And what is going to happen? And the wilderness will become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field is going to be counted as a forest. We are so grateful to the Lord that he is fulfilling this word in our own very, very eyes. Again, there's the famine of the word of God happened in the time of Eli. But what do we see happening now is that the Lord is doing great things, is restoring what it is that the canker worms has eaten in the body of Christ. It's actually a privilege to have you two teachers, our fathers in the Lord, together today. It's, for me, it is significant. It shows God himself is doing something. He said, my people will be willing in the days of his power. This is his days of his power. He's bringing back the glory. He's restoring his glory back in the land. He's quickening us. He's getting us ready as 11-hour worker to do the last job before we leave. Of course, we're going to shake this earth. And for us to be able to do that is actually preparing us, equipping us with his word, giving us the right food, the right meat in due season. And I am so, so grateful to the Spirit of the Living God for what it is he's doing. I am privileged to be part of the two ministries. Yeah, like Pastor Tuck said, every morning in 3:30 UK time, we stay in the presence of the Lord to declare his word, what he wants him to do for us. We pray for as many, we pray for nations, we pray for individuals, we pray as the Lord leads us. And in here, even as I am at work, I have the privilege to be partaker of what it is God is doing again. And this is for me, it's a sign that God is preparing us individually and collectively, because he has us in here who are the one that are going to declare his word. He's going to shine through us. He's going to showcase us to the world. And people will wonder, where cometh this ones? Yes, we have been eating. We have been eating at the presence of the, in the presence of the Lord. We have been eating the fresh manna. Food deal, meat deal in this season indeed, and that's actually transformed our lives. I'm so grateful that though there is the famine of the world, but God is in himself feeding us through you, our fathers, our teachers, bringing the precept upon precept, lines upon lines, here a little, there a little, and it's coming together, and we are actually running with a vision, knowing that the King of Glory himself is coming. And we're going to bring many souls to righteousness through his Spirit. We thank God so much for what you are doing. We appreciate what you represent. We appreciate everything. And we're running with a vision. And we thank God because God will continue to encourage you, continue to energize you, continue to, you know, give you more of downloads. Like Mommy will rightly always say when we want to start this meeting, he say, I'm praying for my husband, your servant, Pastor Yato, that you will download to him. And that for me, it makes a whole lot of sense. And I really know that it is the Spirit of God that will do this work and until it downloads unto us. So he will continue to download to you, our teachers, our fathers. He will continue to guide you, continue to inspire you more and more to be able to bring your word to us. And we ourselves will be able to teach others, because that was what Timothy said. He said, that which he has committed into your hand, that you yourself will be able to share it with the faithful servants, faithful ones who are able to run with the race, so that at the end of the day, the field is going to be filled. The field is going to be filled with the knowledge of God. I say, as the water covers the sea, the knowledge of God is increasing. So we thank God for what God is doing in your ministry and in Pastor Stokes' ministry. We thank God for the privilege for being part of this and being a partaker of this grace that God has bestowed on you all. We thank God for all of us that are coming from different nations to eat at this table continually on a daily basis. And it has been wonderful. And I'm really grateful that he has really blessed us with the teaching priest. Even though there's something happening over there, but we, the children of the Lord, we are being fed. And we are grateful for this privilege. And we're not going to take it for granted, because we appreciate what it is that God has done. And we appreciate all that you are doing on a daily basis. Thank you so much. And I'm going to yield my mic. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Cheers, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Titilayo. God bless you so much. Thank you for also your enthusiasm, your participation in all these rooms. I mean, despite a busy schedule at work, you're able to get up at 3:30, do the prayer thing, come in here, go to work, do all of these things. You know, I mean, the Lord is good. The Lord is your strength. So we thank you, and we thank everybody that's been in the room today. It's been a different kind of room today. And, you know, I just thought that I'll let people just speak, share their testimonies, give a shout out to the Lord, and so on and so forth. So I hope that you all enjoyed it. And thanks to everyone for being here. We will be wrapping up the room now. And by the grace of God, we will be back tomorrow at the same time. Arizona, it's 5 a.m. New York time currently is 7 a.m. UK is 12 noon, and Nigeria is 1 p.m. That may change slightly for other places on Sunday. Arizona remains 5 a.m. So thank you all so much for joining us. It's been a good room, as always. And we are about to close out. Let me see if my wife is still there. Are you still there, honey? You're still with us?
Somewhat.
I was going to ask you for your closing comments before we go, and that you can close the room after your closing comments, and, you know, just pray us out of the room. If you want to do that, that'd be great. Let me see if there's anyone in the room that I haven't yet acknowledged. Let me do that. I see the point man joined us. God bless you. Sister Christy has something she wants to say before we close. Well, let's get her there. You know, go ahead. Come to the platform and say what you have. Sister Christy, trying to bring. Okay, good. Let her go, honey, before you close. Sister Christy, welcome. Go ahead. You may release your mic and speak.
Good morning, Pastor Yato. Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much. I'm so sorry. I've been so busy this morning. I couldn't speak earlier. But I thank God I was able to catch it this last minute. I just really want to thank God for his love, his mercies, his grace upon my life, my family, and everyone around me, especially for the opportunity to be a member of this household. In fact, this was just one of the many blessings of God to me, because my heart was actually yearning for the word of God when someone invited me to this platform. And I've been so blessed, so blessed. I just want to thank God, especially for a few days ago, I was really depressed and downcasted. I was seeking the face of the Lord to help me lift up the burden that was wearing me down. And coming in here, the Lord did it. Oh my goodness. The Lord did it. Like, he sent the word I needed at the time. He broke me and I feel much better. The pastor organized a prayer for me, and it was so lifting. And since then, I've felt so good. And I thank God for the prayer yesterday, the recommitment to God. It was another time of refreshing where we recommitted our lives to God. I just want to thank Pastor Yato and our mommy, Evelyn. Oh my goodness, what you're doing is it's wonderful. You're just building the body of Christ. I pray for more of God's grace, unction upon your lives, that you never get weary, you never get tired. And as we come, that the Lord will use each and every one of us to bless us and, you know, refill our cup on a daily basis as we come into his presence. Thank you so much. God bless you for what you do. And may we all make heaven in the end, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Powerful share, Sister Christy. We're so happy ever since you joined us a few weeks ago. We've been blessed to have you here. And every time you get a chance to speak, even though you don't speak often, but each time you speak, a lot of value. And so we truly appreciate you for being here. Thank you so very much. And thank you for the kind words. The Lord bless you. Yes, we want to make heaven, but we want to make it also with good reward. We want to hear, you know, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. We don't want to be, make heaven and then say, friend, what doest thou here without the garment on? We don't want to hear that. You know, we want to be, you know, we want to be there and hear good commendation from the Lord. And the Lord will help us. It is he. It's not by might or power. It is he. So we give him all the praise and glory. Thank you, Sister Christy, for sharing. All right. Well, we're going to close the room. We're right at the top of the second hour. And that's about it for today. Turn it over to my wife to close.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for your kind words. Thank you for the encouragement. I want to thank God above all things for the strength. We want to thank God for giving us the ability to do this. And we recognize all our men and women of God in this room. We know that all of you are well equipped, and we thank God for your lives. We thank you for what you are doing in your various environments, in your various places. And we thank God for the ability to do this, that the Lord will count us faithful, that what he has given to us to do, that we are able to do it. And we do it willingly too. And we are also unprofitable servants. That ever done all, been done with all this, that we would know that we are unprofitable servants. But it is grace of God that he has given us the opportunity to do it. So I'm going to thank you again, and God bless you for the strength that he has given all of you to be able to come here every morning. It's the Lord that is sustaining us, that is giving us his daily strength, daily energy to do these things. And he will continue to do it this daily manner in Jesus' name. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, we just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you again that we're able to come around, Lord, and from various countries, from various cities. We're able to gather in one place. Father, it is only you that can gather your people like you are doing. Lord, we thank you. It is you that gives the wisdom. It's the knowledge I increase. Lord, indeed, you have increased knowledge. You have increased ability, Lord, to come together by your spirit, Lord. You have done it. Everything is for you. So to your glory is every man, every creation of man that is being done. Lord, whether it's Facebook, whether it's social media, or everything is by your glory. It's for your glory, Lord. We will use this for your own glory. You know, we know the devil will try to put his hand into it, but at the end of it all, you will take all the glory and the honor and all the power and all the adoration. Let it be ascribed unto your name, for thou alone art God, and there is none beside you. We take this honor not unto ourselves, O Lord, and we return it back unto you. For you alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve the honor. You alone deserve the praise. We are just vessels, Lord, that you are using. And Lord, we know that if it pleases you, Lord, you can discard any vessel. But it has pleased you, O Lord, to use us. So therefore, Lord, we continue, Lord, in your loving kindness, in your tender mercies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As we go from this room, we do not depart from your presence. We ask that your presence will go through with us throughout the day, and that we'll come back again tomorrow morning and be able to fellowship one with another because our fellowship is with you and with one another. In Jesus' name, I pray and I yield my mind. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, honey. And we will be closing the room. God bless everyone. The room is now closing and replays on for all these rooms. So if you missed anything, whether today, yesterday, or any day, you can hit on my profile and just scroll down, hit on my profile photo, and then just scroll down and you'll see the replays by title and by date. And you're welcome to listen to. And if anything blesses you, feel free to reshare the room. When you are in there, there's an opportunity to share the room as well. And so God bless you all. Have a great day and come back and see us again and fellowship with us tomorrow. God bless you, everyone. We're closing the room now. Closing down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Blessings, everyone. Have a great day.